The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One more day to the best day of the school year. Hear me out. Hear me out. Good morning. It's Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Halloween. Tomorrow, when you go, there's going to be parties. There's going to be cupcakes. There's going to be candy. Oof. There's going to be very little nutrition and lots of sugar. And I am here for it because there's always those kids who have a house where the candy's already been bought. And so you sneak some of it to school and you share with your friends. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Woo! I was never the sharer, but I was the recipient of shared candy.
Were you the recipient of that? Yes.
Forever, shout out Michelle. Growing up in elementary school.
Always that one girl, right?
Yeah, dude. She came with a name brand stuff and a big bag for everybody.
Did she have like the Kit Kats and Snickers bars?
Like the big hidden bag. Yes, dude.
Well, no, but I like the fun size. Because I can eat more.
Good for you.
Oh, no.
I like the full size, okay? If you're even out full size, then I'm definitely stopping by your house.
You can't do that anymore. You're too big. But there was that neighborhood we lived in that one time. We don't live in that neighborhood anymore. But everybody had the full-size candy bars. And you just go pick your own. And we would only take one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to leave for the next.
Yeah, you got to be honest. You're an honest person. Don't be that one person does it. And especially on Ring cameras now, too.
Oh.
The amount of public shaming you're going to receive if you take the whole bucket.
If I leave a bucket out this year and I see you take everything, you're going on the internet.
Oh, that's so fun. I remember that one time. How embarrassing. This whole family. It was a mom, a father, and the three kids. And the mom was like, look, there's nobody here. And she took the whole pumpkin and dumped it into her kid's sack. And the little one, he might have been 9 years old, said, Mom, he's walking away. We're not supposed to do that. Oh, like, good for him. He's having to correct his mother.
Who raised you, little boy?
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously his grandma, because it wasn't his mama.
Yeah.
That is horrible. You could hear her saying, cállate los sigues. She's like telling him to be quiet in Spanish. I'm like, lady, come on. Anyway. Just get ready, teachers, tomorrow, because the kids are going to be running around like crazy out of sugar high.
Did you guys ever have any interesting episodes with getting your daughter ready for Halloween days growing up?
For school, they were always just so fun. Like, every school
Dana
she ever
doesn't know
to,
anything about it. I was the one who was getting her ready.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, I was always the one who was getting her ready. And that's why I'm just going to admit, her Halloween costumes were not always top tier.
Oh, no.
They were, what is she? 1 year she was a ninja. What else was she? She was a dead cheerleader.
Otto, she dressed like she was going to Halloween every day because he got her ready. She was in a costume on a daily basis.
She did used to like to wear those blue boots to school.
Blue boots, like some kind of slicker jacket. We don't even live where.
Do you remember
raves.
That Adam Sandler movie with the kid?
Yeah, Big Daddy.
Ava was that.
Ava Maddox
the girl
was Big Daddy every day. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, today we have National Wicked Day.
The movie, Wicked, right? The play, per se. Wicked for Good, November 21st is dropping.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Candy Corn Day.
Ooh, I love me some candy corn.
Oh, dude, for real, you would be that guy.
Notice you're the only person that got excited.
There's other people who like it. That's why they sell so much of it every year.
No, they sell it because it was propaganda. It was originally called Chicken Feed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody bought it. And so they came up with an idea. Hey, we'll parlay this into like some kind of holiday. And then here comes Halloween. They gave it away. And now all of a sudden it's the most popular candy for Halloween for no reason.
Thank you, Chicken Feed.
Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Would you like to make an extra $1 million a year?
Yes.
Well, the founder of Porch Pumpkins did that exactly. She decided that she was going to start doing what she did for her own home for other people.
She's making $1 million extra by decorating?
Otto, maybe even more than that now. So she was the Casa on the Block. You know that house on the block that just always looks fabulous.
Yeah.
So her neighbors would come over and say, who did this? And she'd say, me. And so they started hiring her. And she thought, well. And now, $1 million,
laying
honey.
Aesthetic down, huh?
Yeah,
like kind
exactly.
of just making it look Instagram friendly.
If you want her IG, hit me at Dana Cortez.
It is pretty
Instagram.
Impressive.
It's not that elaborate of art. And all she does is like lay pumpkins out.
She's an artist. Look at that.
She don't even grow the pumpkins.
Beautiful.
That's her overhead. Wait. She's got to buy the pumpkins.
She's smart. I'm stupid. That's what I'm saying. That's the moral of this right now.
No, you know what it is?
She's finessing people.
Okay, well, anyway, Nicole is on the line. Nicole, do you decorate for Halloween?
Oh, my gosh. I think I started like the end of September.
Yes!
What? Yeah, I started early. And look, let me tell you, when November 1st comes along, I will already be decorating for Christmas.
Yes, ma'am! It's not too soon. So what do you put out for Halloween? Like, what are some of the things you put out?
You know, like the stuff like old school when you go to Walmart and they have like the things on the doors, caution, don't come in, yes, or whatever. I put those on all the doors in my apartment. I put like witches from the witch brooms and all, yes, that crap, and like cauldrons and little buckets of candy all around my apartment. And I'm on the third floor, so nobody's going to come up there, but still, it's for me.
I told Otto I want to go to TJ Maxx or the Rack or somewhere, yeah, where we can get bargain Walmart, uh-huh, and buy some stuff because our apartment, it's so blah. We should do it. Otto, we should do it.
Everybody who lives on our floor is 70 plus.
Just do it for yourself, yeah, not for anybody else.
Like Nicole
Enjoy
said,
it, yeah.
We need a festive
I'll go get something. A bag of candy for myself, okay?
You're ridiculous.
There you go.
Nicole, we love you. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, we have Maria online too. Maria, do you decorate for Halloween or put pumpkins outside on your porch?
No, I don't celebrate Halloween.
Oh, you don't celebrate Halloween at all?
No candy? No.
Nobody can come to your house and beg for candy?
Nothing. Why? I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Okay, oh, you think it's
you and my mama.
Okay, so how do you feel about the people in your neighborhood who do?
I just pray for them. I mean, that's the best we can do.
So you think it's a bad, like it's a devil holiday?
Yeah, of course.
What about Dia de los Muertos?
Same thing. Said I had really bad nightmares whenever I was little, and my mom used to celebrate that stuff. And then whenever I moved out, kind of stopped. I don't know, just two and two together.
I love Halloween, yeah, and Dia de los Muertos.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and like rain down your parade, but yeah. I mean, it's just, that's what you, but I mean, if I know Jesus exists and Christ exists and he did what he did for me, then, you know, yeah, how am, yeah, I not going to share the good news?
I guess because Dia de los Muertos is just such an old tradition for my, yes, ancestors.
The colors and stuff, I mean, it's nice. I love being Mexican and stuff, but I mean, it's just my personal.
No, I respect that. I love free candy, yeah, though, girl. You know, I'm not going to turn that down. All right,
right.
I love you.
No, girl. I mean, for Valentine's Day, 50% off.
She's like, I'll take that, girl. I'll take that. I love you. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your story and call back anytime. Okay, love you, girl.
Of course.
Bye.
Sorry, bye.
Gosh, I feel, you know, strange about wanting to send my kids out trick-or-treating. I feel bad, but at the same time, I don't think it's that serious.
Guilt. That's what they're trying to do. Guilt you. That's what religion
does. Oh, Otto. Your mom really is against it. I mean, I know you kids went out.
That's
you,
why I know
Otto,
all about
siblings.
The guilt.
Yeah, hold on. Let's be respectful of that.
Yeah, they said they're not groups. Judging.
She said, I'm going to pray for you. That sounds to me a little bit of judgment. You know, like, I know where you're going. You know what I mean? Hello? All right, so Jen's been holding for a minute, and she said she wants to speak on this as well. Jen, I know you've been on the line, so what are your thoughts?
I grew up in a family of evangelical Christians, and my father was not down for Halloween. It's a beggar's holiday. Like, you're sending your kids out at night to go get candy, and every crazy person or devilish behavior is out that night. Go ask Jesus for forgiveness, but really, it's not in line with Christian values at all.
I think that we have evolved past its origin, and you know, the caller was, I respect her opinion, but she went a little overboard. I mean, you know, I felt a little judged.
Listen, I agree with her. This is not your moment to go out and send your kids out. It's a celebration of the occult. It's a chance to wear scary masks. It's too much. If you're a Christian, why are you sending your kids out to beg for candy on a pagan holiday is beyond me. In my home, they're not going out. There's no reason to go out. It's just looking for trouble as far as I'm concerned. Plus, eventually you're going to have to explain to your kids what this is all about. And it doesn't really align with the values of my church and of my home.
I respectfully understand what you're saying, but I also respectfully disagree in my opinion. I mean, yeah. I'm just having fun and getting candy. It's just not that serious. We have Alicia on the line. So do you have a problem with celebrating Halloween?
No, we have always celebrated. I am Baptist. We don't celebrate pagan religion. It's all fun and games.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know anybody who celebrates the pagan religion.
That's what I mean.
I literally don't know one person. I respect everyone's opinion, but that was a lot.
It's not that serious. I believe everyone has a right to their own opinion, their own views, their own beliefs. To me, it's something to keep the kids busy.
Girl, talk about
good
it.
Fun. Good fun.
Anything
I
we
give
can
out
do.
Candy to teenagers.
We had somebody write on the Dana Cortez Show Facebook page that if you're over the age of 12, you shouldn't be trick or treating.
Oh, come on!
We need to keep those kids busy.
I'm giving out candy to adults. I don't care. Come by my house, you get candy.
Well, you hold the line, girl. You sound like you have those big chocolate bars. We're gonna get where you live. All right. I love you. Thank you so much for calling. Bye.
Have a great day. Thanks.
And like I said, I think it's fine if you don't. But my gosh, I mean. When kids are doing it all around, and then there's that one kid who can't do it, and we all had that person in class.
I had one Jehovah's Witness in my class. Oh. He didn't do Christmas.
And there's nothing wrong. I mean, I respect that, but I'm sure he felt horrible. He'd have to be excluded.
I'm really looking at this from both sides because my mother growing up, she was anti-Halloween as well, too, and it had nothing to do with religion. But to quote her exact words, she doesn't like spending money on dumb stuff. So, no, really, dude, one time for Halloween, we went to go pick out costumes. She looked at me and my brother goes, hey, I'll take you guys to the movie and you can buy whatever candy you want. That was a way better holiday for us. But yeah.
I'd rather go begging.
Yeah.
I like the surprise of it all. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we just found this crazy story about a little boy named Pedro, 3 years old. He was visiting Cancun with his family and he began to hear loud sounds. He was pointing to his ear. He said, something's in my ear. And they're like, maybe he has an ear infection. What's happening? Rush him to the ER. Like, on the beach, they're having a good time, and the doctors pull out a live crab!
He got crabs?
He had crabs in his ears, which was absolutely insane. So, immediately, I started thinking, Ada, do you remember when our daughter shoved a bean up her nose?
Yeah, how could I forget?
She shoved a bean up her nose. I still don't know why she did this or why kids do these kind of things. It took us 30 minutes to get her to blow the bean out in the kitchen and then just went across the room and she thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. Early frijoles is hilarious.
I was like, what are you doing? Why did you do that? She said, I wanted to see if it fit. I was like, ay, mija. So earlier I asked for you to call and tell us what is the craziest thing your kids ever shoved in their ear or their nose. And we have Veronica on line too. Veronica, talk to us, mama.
I'm a first time mom. And of course, you know, I was just blessed with twins. Yay. You know, hit the jackpot.
Oh, overjoyed, I can tell.
Oh my gosh.
I'm new to this. You know, yes. I don't know what to expect. I don't have a village, so there's not many people I can call. But my son got a pencil eraser stuck in his ear.
He chewed it off.
You know, like one of those small erasers that
a number two pencil. Yeah, taking a test.
Yes.
He shoved it in his ear. Why, Veronica?
Oh my God.
Why?
Because my son is my son and he does what he does. So like he comes to me. And he's tapping me and he's freaking out. So, of course, he's freaking out. I'm freaking out because he can't communicate yet. Oh. So I'm like, oh, my God, what is wrong? And I see the eraser in his ear.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm like, okay, you know, it's fine. I can go get some tweezers. I can get it out.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot get it out. He has shoved that thing in there. I call the fire department.
Did they get it out?
I call the fire department. Oh, my God. They made it look like my work was not nothing. They come into my home. I tell them what's going on. And one of the fire off the people, he's like, oh, we've done this many a time.
Huh? You're not the first one, Veronica. You're not the first or the last.
What do you mean you've done this before? There's other parents out there struggling with me.
Veronica, did they use to take the eraser out?
Oh, my God. They used this little, like, suction thingy. And I asked them if I could buy it, and they said no.
You said, I know this is going to happen again. And what did they do with the eraser?
Oh, my God. They just gave it back to me.
Like
this is a normal thing.
Veronica, I think it's pretty normal because when I was in fourth grade, I had a kid stick a pencil up his nose, and he got his eraser stuck up his nose, and he had to go to the nurse. And I think he did actually have to go to the hospital, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like good. And like, he's a kid, you know, he's being a kid. He's exploring the, you know, the bounds of his body. But like, God forsake, an eraser?
No. Veronica, in the beginning of this call, you said you didn't have anyone. You don't have a village. You do now. You call us anytime. I love you. Thank you for sharing.
I love y'all. Thank you. Ms. Jana, Ms. Otto, Mr. Anthony.
Appreciate you.
Love you. Bye.
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 Oh, my gosh. When she said she had twins first, I'm like, you know, they make you take those things home with you. Bring them home. All right, we have another call. RC is on the line. Okay, so RC, you said you shoved something up your nose. Is that you shoved something up your nose?
I did. I used to shove M&Ms up my nose. Sure did. Because, you know, they're the perfect size,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And oh, my
sometimes,
God.
Sometimes. So, okay, so true story. So one time when I think I was like 8, we were eating M&Ms and the peanut ones were too big, so I was eating the peanut ones.
Yeah.
And they were like, what about the little minis? They would fit perfectly. So I was like, that's a better way to get double the bang for your buck.
Because
you could eat the bigger ones, and then the smaller ones could bypass and go into your stomach.
Oh, my gosh. So how would you get them out of your nose? Would you blow them out, like shoot them across the room?
No, I had to go to the emergency room.
Oh,
my mom told me not to ever do it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Call of the morning right here. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for sharing your story. We love you. Call back anytime. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Y'all have a good day.
I don't know what it is about when you're little, you just want to shove things in your nose, your ears. Or I never did anything like that. But, I mean, I guess it's a common thing.
Yeah, I never.
The only thing I used to dig for was gold up there.
Oh.
Oh, Otto.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Luigi Mangione, remember the one that's accused of murdering the United Healthcare CEO? He's in jail. He's ditched Taylor Swift on his playlist for another artist. Who? I'll tell you right after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Ivanka Trump, Nia Long, and Devin Booker celebrating their birthday.
Shout out, Book. Happy birthday, man.
Oh, Otto. Official DJ over here for the Phoenix Suns. Okay, so Luigi Mangione, who for some odd reason women are obsessed with, the man is accused of killing somebody. I don't get it. You know, he went after this CEO of United Healthcare. We can have that discussion another day. Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly. But he's in jail right now. And he's running, listening to Taylor Swift.
And Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX going back and forth. I mean, they are battling. You know, maybe he's got the two diss records. I don't know, going in his ear. Well, the guys, the inmates were like, what are you doing? You need to be listening to Little Dirk.
Oh.
And so now that's what he's doing.
It's all Little Dirk all the time now.
So he went from this to this. The opposite sell my city, little bro, put them in the room. You can't come back to your hood, huh? Okay, so it's definitely different. Definitely different.
I do feel like Lil Durk's a little better, more on brand for him at this point.
Oh, Otto, I don't know about any of that, but I do know that there are certain songs that make me want to run fast.
Oh, yeah.
That make me want to drive fast.
That's right, yeah.
You know, I know that when I hear Tupac, Hit 'Em Up.
Ooh.
Right? You hear this right here? First off, in the click you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. Come on now.
Man.
Come on now.
Oh, man. I guess I'm more like Luigi than I thought, because I liked a little Taylor Swift, Our Song.
Did you like that? This one?
Yes. Okay, I'm not the only one. That is a banger right
now.
No,
you're not the only one, obviously.
Obviously not. She's a billionaire for a reason.
Otto, you're gonna admit to me one time we were at the gym, which you said, oh, I love this song.
Oh, Katy Perry Fireworks?
Oh,
yes.
You went so hard
in
this one.
But I'm more of a Jay-Z 99 Problems.
Oh, this one's good, too. I got the rap patrol on the You know, it just depends on the cadence of the song, how it makes you feel.
If I'm working out, I'm definitely want to go hip hop.
Yeah, it just depends on me. For me, I can do both. It's the song. It's the way it makes me feel at that moment. Yes, I obviously came out with Tupac. That's an aggressive track. But that means that I need something that I didn't get sleep the night before or something. There's just certain, if I'm doing cardio, I'm more of the Taylor Swift. If I'm doing weightlifting, that's when we might go.
Okay.
Tupac.
I grew up on like drill rap music, so I always constantly lean with that stuff. But the inner pop girly in me is always screaming to come out. So, oh, that was a weird time to use come out. That was
it
weird.
Was.
That was weird.
It was.
How about little Diana Ross?
Better float your butt, buddy.
I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to let it show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the most followed women on Instagram just went from blonde to brunette. Mm. I'll tell you who she is after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
All right, we have Nia Long and Devin Booker celebrating his birthday.
Happy birthday, Devin Booker, your friend, automatic. Mm. All right, so we're going to talk about Ariana Grande. She was blonde.
Oh.
And now she's brunette, and gosh, she looks so freaking good.
This Isn't is her that her OG color, though?
That's her natural color.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it was her OG, because when she was on Victoria's back in the day, she had more of a red hair. Remember, it was kind of red. And then Sammy Cat, she carried that on. And then she went blonde, kind of reddish blonde, and then super blonde for Wicked,
for
obviously,
Wicked, right? Yeah.
Playing Glinda. So this is a huge shock. I mean, it looks different, but man, she just looks stunning. I mean, she's going to look stunning with green hair.
I don't think there's a more iconic ponytail ever in the history of ponytails.
Ever. That big blonde ponytail. In fact, Tyra Banks was teaching a class, I believe at Yale or Harvard. I don't remember which Ivy League school it was. But she said there's always a signature thing that a person needs, and that Ariana Grande's ponytail was recognizable by all. So for her to remove, to get rid of that blonde, she's ready for the next step. And I'm telling you, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. She's playing Audrey Hepburn. So that's why she's doing the dark hair now. She's going to play that in a movie coming, in a biography that's coming.
Anthony said the thing about the hair, where you said the thing about the hair with Ariana Grande, reminded me, when you used to have silver hair, everybody used to come up to you.
It's still somewhat silver, but not
the
top of my head.
It's more blonde now than silver.
Well, because I haven't had it done. But if you know, you take this hair, it's
speaking of hair transformation, our boy DJ Automatic here has like a little beard now.
Oh, yeah.
And I've known him for over a decade. I've never seen that in my life. Oh. Congratulations, brother. Yeah, dude.
I just decided, you know, once I've hit a certain age, I need some facial hair.
Yeah.
So I don't look like I'm 12 anymore.
He didn't just decide it. He finally grew it. He hasn't been able to grow it. I think the man has 12 hairs on his chest now.
Nah, dude. No.
Not even 12. Not even 12.
Eight.
Maybe six.
I don't like that you're not hairy, though.
Well,
at least I
can get a full chin hair going now.
No,
I could never get a full beard going.
Well, because what is it called? Beard burn?
Oh, yeah,
beard burn. I have sensitive skin. I'll be breaking out. So, or thigh burn. It depends on the situation.
Hey.
All right. When's the last time you colored your hair? Do you think it's a sign of something to come for Ariana? Because, you know, Wicked for Good's coming November 21st. We know that. But is this like a sign of a new, maybe she's going to get married again?
Mm.
This new guy in her life. Also, a quick shout out to Soraya Hayden. She called us yesterday and left us a voice message after we talked about Justin Bieber. And she just said, girl, thanks for making me laugh. Hey, she got a company. It's called Nectar God. She makes organic soaps and candles. Ooh, maybe you'll be getting some for Christmas, Otto.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.